Sorry, the time is here. It's time to start Jameis Winston at quarterback. It's not all Deshaun Watson's fault. The offense can't score. What are you going to do? You're going to fire everybody? You're going to fire the coaching staff? You're going to change offensive linemen? You don't have enough to change. You do have another quarterback sitting there. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He's played quarterback in the NFL. The one we're playing now is not very effective. It's time to have everybody in the organization realize that if you want to try to win some football games, Deshaun may not be the answer right now. Maybe he will be again. Right now, he's not helping you win football games. He's not the sole reason you're losing, Dan, but he's not helping you win.
The offense is grotesque. It's unwatchable. They don't move the ball forward. They're one of the worst third down teams we have ever seen. What was the stat going into halftime?
They were like 0 for 26 on third downs, I believe it was.
I mean,
yes,
come on.
It was 0 for 26 on their last third downs, and then they picked one up. Pierre Strong got it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. No team in that game entered the red zone until the fourth quarter. Lane Johnson called their offense constipated. I don't think I could say a word on the air if that's constipated. I don't know what I could say on the air to talk about the Browns offense.
We want to hear from you, folks.
I mean, what do you even do with this? This thing is broken.
You try to make some changes. I mean, the time of sticking with it and working through, you're 1-5.
Yeah.
If you lose, Dan, four more games, you're done. If you lose four more games, you don't have a chance to finish 500 this year.
If you lose three more games, you're on the bubble.
If you lose three more games, you might not make the playoffs. Some team at 9-8 will probably make the playoffs this year. So if you lose three, if you lose four, forget it. You're toast.
You've got the AFC North ahead of you, which is looking good. You've got a whole lot of other big boy games in front of you as well, including those Kansas City Chiefs coming to town.
You have to fix it or try to fix it now. Greg is in North Canton. Hello, Greg.
All right, Greg.
Okay. First of all, none of this is shocking. This is the front office making a major error. The fact is, this team was 11-6 last year and won five games in the final 90 seconds. You could have easily gone 6-11. So some of those wins were great for sports talk openers, but they masked the fact that for 58 minutes you could have lost the other game. So what do? You roll the same team back out, and you go try to sign three backup quarterbacks. You know, so it's not any different. This team got lucky a lot last year. They're like walk-off wins. You can't live like that. But no one ever wants to bring that up because they were winning. Now that you're losing, it's a big deal.
Well, Greg, it's the reason why they're over-under where it was in Vegas, because they look at one-score games, and they look at, you know, turnover luck and fumble luck and all of that kind of stuff and wager that in. I mean, that's what played into this whole thing. So you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so, you know, you have to look at the front office. You know, think of it this way. What the Guardians did about a year and a half ago when they were a game out of first, and they traded Savali, Josh Bell, because they knew that it wasn't sustainable, that they were not going to survive moving forward with Aaron Savali in the rotation or Josh Bell, that they were going to eventually tank going back last year, just like the Miami Marlins did. You don't look at the big picture in analytics, and when you pick and choose, this is what happens. You got to look at the broad spectrum of things in a holistic approach and say, wait a second, this is not going to happen. What if Darnell Mooney catches that ball in Chicago that bounced off his chest? What if Jake Moody doesn't miss that field goal? You're 9-8. Or Kareem Hunt in that touchdown, whether or not he crossed the line or not.
All right, Greg, thank you. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. I get it. That happens for every team in the league. They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, you had a lot of right bounces. I agree with everything the man said.
Jim's in Parma. Jim.
That's the problem.
Yeah, listen, I am not calling to complain because I got to believe you guys are pretty sick of that. I am calling because...
That's what we're here for, man. Jim, so if you want to get it out, you're more than welcome, sir.
Jim, thank you for understanding, though.
I'm calling because I am totally convinced that we have a bad team and there's no sense crying about it anymore. But I do disagree with you, Jeff.
Yes.
I wonder who will be here next year, Jameis Winston or DTR? And should we start DTR over Jameis Winston, let him have a go at it, and start grooming him for our quarterback.
Jim, let me give you a thought on that, and I understand it. As long as you still have a mathematical chance of making the playoffs, and nobody drive off the road, please, when I say that, you still have a mathematical chance, you're not going to play DTR. You're going to play Deshaun, or you're going to play Jameis. And personally, I would like to see it be Jameis. If you get to the point, Jim, where mathematically you have no chance to make the playoffs, and you think DTR might be your guy, I buy your thought completely.
Well, thank you. I called in last week to your afternoon guy, and I posed a question to him. If Deshaun Watson was on any other team, would he be starting right now? And I was told yes, because of the current contract conditions. Well, I'm sorry, but does money count more to the Browns than the quality of the team for the fans?
Jim, you know what I think the deal is here? And Jim, thank you for the phone call.
Not only the fans, but the 52 other guys on our roster.
Well, that's critical. I think the thing is this. Somebody, you tell me where it falls. Somebody in the organization has to admit they made a mistake. Now, is Deshaun Watson here because ownership said, go get him?
Yeah.
Is he here because Paul DePodesta said, we need to get this guy?
Yeah.
Is he here because Andrew Berry said, I want this guy?
Yeah.
Is he here because Kevin Stefanski said, this is the quarterback I want? I would say the least likely of those scenarios was the last one I said, which is Kevin Stefanski. That's usually not a head coach call.
No.
Bringing in a guy like Deshaun Watson, to me, and the way they had to bring him in, complete ownership call.
That's what it feels
like. They have to sign the check. And somebody now in the organization has to be willing to say, okay, this isn't working. We have to pay him regardless. Whether we play him or not, we're paying him. But he's not helping us win games right now. Maybe somebody else can. And I honestly, I think it would be, and it, again, he's not been awful.
Oh, he has been awful.
No, Dan, he's had some, yesterday in the second half, he was okay. What he's been is anything but a top-tier quarterback, anything but a second-tier quarterback. And that's not what you're paying him for. You're paying him to be the man. You're paying him to be an absolute beast at quarterback, and he's not being that. So, and obviously, statistically, the numbers show that he's not played well. But he's not the only reason that he's not played well. That's why I'm not going to say awful, because the rest of the offense is all discombobulated. Can a change at quarterback change all that? Maybe, and I want to find out.
He's been awful, and everything around him has been awful.
Now,
and nobody has lifted anyone else to the level it needs
to be. That's fair.
And that's why I'll say awful.
That's fair.
Because no one has lifted anyone else. Jeff, you could pull up numbers right now of success rate, which are outstanding ways to look at offensive production. He's being compared to Jamarcus Russell. Like, come on. We're at Jamarcus Russell level of quarterback incompetence. We're at Blaine Gabbert level of quarterback incompetence.
Jackson Menor. Hello, Jack.
They've all been awful.
Yeah, awful's the key word. You could keep repeating that, but it doesn't matter now because, look, I'm sure Kevin Stefanski, if he had the authority, Watson would be on the bench. He doesn't have the authority. Andrew Berry has the authority.
Jack, you get that, right? You get that. The coach, the coach has no choice here.
Yes. No, he doesn't. And that feeds back into the offense. They don't have confidence in the quarterback. They had confidence in the quarterback last year. It looked to me like, you know, a winning situation. Well, okay, so now we have a quarterback that can't play, that probably can't win another game, and Jimmy Haslam is nowhere to be found. I don't think he'd walk out on the field and risk being hit with more than one beer bottle. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Jack, thank you very much.
Please don't hit people with beer bottles.
Don't throw stuff out of the stands.
Please do not throw blunt objects at any human being.